What comes to your mind when you are not well? Do you feel like, oh, thank God, I've got an opportunity to sleep and relax? Or do you think like, oh God, why the hell am I facing this? I know it's really easy to talk about it when you are not that person. And when you are that person facing the situation, it gets really, really tough. All right, right now, I am down with fever. I don't know what kind of fever is this, but for the past 3-4 hours, I'm feeling very, very cold and I'm very, very, very tired. And since I drove a lot today, my shoulder is paining and my left toe is also paining, right? Just for the driving. I was just thinking, right? So they say your soul is different, body is different. Soul travels inside the body. Now, your feelings should be associated with your soul is what I think, because that's the software part. And the hardware part is faulty right now. So, if the feeling is bad when you're not well, why should you feel bad? Why don't our senses morph the feeling in such a way that we don't feel the pain, we don't feel the discomfort? That's what happens when we take the tablets. I was thinking, why don't our body do this internally itself? And while I'm thinking about this, since I'm jobless and just sitting and thinking about this, something flashed in my mind. I think when you go ahead and get yourself into an ailment, your mindset matters a lot. Do you take it with a smile or do you get irritated? I'm sure if something is very bad, even though you face it with a smile, it's going to be tough to go ahead and embrace that. However, if you face it with a smile and if you're facing with a grumpy face, the way you tackle the situation is completely different. Right now, if I was facing it with a grumpy face initially and then I thought I need to smile, it's okay, that's the situation, I need to take rest. But that doesn't mean that I will push myself to go feel bad about it. It's a common thing. Now I thought, okay, I need to do something which I really like to do, and I get involved completely into that so that I keep forgetting, or I will forget about the fever. So right now, when I'm speaking to you right now, I think I've forgotten about the fever completely and just speaking and recording this particular audio podcast. That's the power of determination. That's the power of your mind. I think if you really want to focus on something, I think whatever situation you are in, you should be able to do it. At least these simple situations where you're fever, you're not well, and these things may not stop you to go ahead and do that big thing which you really want to do. I mean, we have a lot of examples live where people with ailments, with their determination, would go ahead and do things which are really great. I'm not saying whenever you're feeling not feeling well, don't take rest and keep doing things you want to do. I think you would certainly require rest. However, what I would request you to do is think from a different perspective. Don't invite this with a grumpy face, because once you have a grumpy face, you start feeling bad about it, because feelings control actions and actions control feelings. If your action is having a grumpy face, your ailment will be doubled. The feeling of your ailment will be doubled. So here is what I would recommend. Right now, I am feeling that for the past 5-6 minutes, I'm forgetting the fact that I've got fever. But if I wouldn't have recorded this one, I'm sure the last 5 minutes would be thinking about, oh God, why this fever? Thank God it is on Saturday. What if it prolongs to Monday? I'll not be able to go to office. I've got plans for the weekend. Oh shit, what if the plans go in ruin? My friends will be waiting for me. There are a lot of things which you'll be missing. However, when you embrace this with a smile, when you invite, I'm not saying invite, but you have to face it. We don't have any other option. I think we have to do it, and whatever we can do while we're facing it, those little things which you can do, probably reading something or just thinking about something. I know at times you can't sleep. If you're getting sleep, then that's the best thing to do. You can just sleep off. In case you're not able to sleep, you're struggling, I think the best thing to do is divert yourself and do something which you really love to do, which with less strain. I think that's more better. Yeah. My wife is looking at me and telling me to sleep because I am not feeling well. Let me listen to her. And okay, so I just hope that you don't get any ailments, and I wish you a very, very happy health, and let you get the best health possible. In case, without your control, in case at times if God puts you to a situation, I think you've got to be strong and embrace it with a smile. Thank you.